Thank you for listening to episode 19. Welcome to Pole Data Soulmate Relationship Talk. I'm your host, Antriana E. Stone, the love advocate, where everything is always about you, internally and externally. Be sure to tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episode. And don't forget to invite a friend. This week's episode, I'll be narrating from the book, Pole Data Soulmate, Esther's Story. And our sponsor, Get More in Life Coaching, will give away 3 signed copies to the first 3 listeners that comment on this week's episode. Go to poledateorsoulmate.com for details. Thanks for listening. Oh, my Lord. Esther's eyebrows raised, as shocked as though she'd seen the sky open up. She couldn't speak as Vashti was approaching her vehicle. She truly hadn't recognized her with her hair hanging down past her shoulder. Her purple tank top was pulled low, her bust overly exposed, lying practically everything on display except the nipple. It had been a few weeks, but Esther was sure she had some kind of procedure done since the last time she'd seen her at the boutique. Wow! Imagine running into you here. How was your date? Did you go to Giovanna's? Did you find the shoes you wanted? Esther couldn't seem to form words. But the more she kept silent, the more Vashti talked. She was going on about his children from a previous fiancé and how she was going and was only visiting from across town. She begged Esther to get out of the car and meet her current fiancé. By this time, he'd slipped away into the house. Esther couldn't bring herself to back out and accepted her invitation. She trembled as she got out of her car. She felt awful. She slept with the man her stylist was going to marry. Vashti was a very kind young woman who kept herself together. What was John thinking? She felt her heart sink. Esther dragged herself from the car and up their driveway while Vashti went into the house to retrieve her fiancé. He was sweating profusely as he followed her out. She could see the shadow on his white dress shirt from the damp. Vashti smiled. "Esther, I want you to meet my fiancé, John." "What? Sorry. I missed that. It couldn't be. This is John?" Esther rubbed her eyes, which had begun to water. Desperate not to break into tears, she couldn't believe the name she'd been calling him all this time was actually his legal name. How was it possible? John reached out and politely shook her hand, barely gripping it, but couldn't seem to meet her eyes. Sweat beaded his forehead. "Nice to meet you. I'm new to the area, and I've always been drawn to cars with big red bows on the top. I was surprised to see one in the neighborhood." She fumbled over the words, trying to meet and trying to turn her attention to Vashti. John turned around, walking away without saying a word. Esther could only stare after him, unsure of what to say. Vashti continued the conversation, telling Esther of her excitement over the new expensive car and how she'd never seen one like it before. Apparently, John liked nice things and gave great gifts. Just another thing she hadn't known about him. Soon, Vashti told her she was running late for an appointment and she hoped to see Esther soon. Esther was still standing in the yard as she drove off in her new sports car. Esther felt hollow. She needed a drink. She looked up at the sky, closing her eyes for a moment, and took a deep breath. This couldn't be happening. She couldn't let this happen. She decided to continue to Giovanna's restaurant anyhow. But on her way back to her car, she recalled the letter she'd written to John. It took her a split second to make a decision. She stuffed the letter in his mailbox. She could see a silhouette of a man watching from the window of the residence, and she knew John saw her put the letter in the box. Esther jumped into her car and proceeded on to Giovanna's. When she walked into the restaurant, the host had remembered her and escorted her to the bar. Esther sat there, drowning in her own tears, and by the end of an hour, had ordered several drinks. The men in the restaurant were as well-dressed as her previous visit, and before long, the bartender approached, sliding yet another drink her way. "I didn't order this," Esther spoke up, getting ready to slide the drink back towards the bartender, her hand on the glass, and the bartender said it was ordered for you by a woman. Said her name was Vashti. The bartender turned away to attend to another customer. Esther recalled Vashti dashing off to a meeting and, surprised, turned to search the patrons of the restaurant for any sign of the woman. It took her only a few moments to spot Vashti among the crowd, just a few seats down along the bar. And when Esther caught her eye, Vashti smiled and gave a small wave before slipping out of her seat to join Esther further down the bar. "Vashti, I didn't expect to see you here. I thought you'd gone to a meeting." "Oh, I did, with my wedding planner, just to get things finalized for the big day," Vashti smiled. "I took a chance that you'd be here and decided to stop by and chat since we didn't have much of a chance earlier." "Well, thank you." Esther held up the drink. "For the drink, I mean." Esther felt her insides knot up as she smiled at Vashti. Her gut was screaming at her to tell Vashti about what had happened between her and John. She could tell her about his birthmark, the one hidden below his belt. She was sure Vashti would believe her then. Surely, she'd seen it before. She wanted to ask Vashti if she was sure she wanted to marry him, but was it right for her to spoil her plans? She was still young, while Esther was already approaching 50. The thought made Esther cringe inwardly. She let herself go. She'd been too busy taking care of others to worry about herself. She lost some weight after her divorce, which she was glad for, but it hadn't been something she'd done intentionally. Even that was evidence of her self-neglect. She couldn't hold it in any longer. Out of the blue, Esther screamed, "Stop it!" The room grew silent as startled. The patroness of the restaurant turned to look at her. The bartender ran over to ask if she was okay, but Esther couldn't form the words to reply. "Esther, what's wrong?" Vashti asked in alarm. I hope you are enjoying this episode as much as I am. Will Esther let Vashti know that she had an encounter with her fiancé? Or will she just keep it to herself? Stay tuned to next week. Now, don't forget to invite a friend and tune in weekly on Wednesday for our new episodes. I'll continue narrating the book, Pole Date a Soulmate, where you can win a copy if you go to poledateasoulmate.com and just leave some feedback for me. You hear? Thank you for listening. Always seek peace, joy, and love.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.